Hey, this is Matt Hawkins, and you're listening to the Top Cow Chronology Project.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Comic Source Presents the Top Cow Chronology Project. This is your co-host, Jace, along with Manny.
Hello again.
And in this episode, we are covering the Darkness Vicious Traditions one-shot. Now, if you're not familiar with our podcast, we have taken a chronology of the entire Top Cow Artifacts universe, and we are going to read the issues one by one and give our impressions and our thoughts on the issues. Neither Manny nor I had read any of the Top Cow universe books before we started this podcast. We started with issues 1 through 8 of Witchblade just to familiarize ourselves a little bit. Those were the first books actually published in this universe. And now we have gone back and we've started with the first issues chronologically speaking. So if you go to comicvine.com and look for the Top Cow chronology there, there is a list compiled by a user by the name of Condor. That's K-O-N-D-O-R-R. And he has gone through and made a list of all the Top Cow Universe books in order, with the first books being back in 1000 BC. So as I said, we're up to the third entry on the list, The Darkness Vicious Traditions, which is set in the Roman Empire circa 60 BC. And the actual issue, The Darkness Vicious Traditions one-shot, was published in March 2014. And the creative team on the book, it's written by Ailes Cott. The artist is Dean Ormston. And the cover was done by Gail Keown and Matt Milla. And I kind of wish that Dale Keown had done the interior art, because I really didn't care for it too much.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I wasn't very happy with the art myself.
It was very rough and very sketchy. And I don't know, just not my style of art at all.
Feels rushed.
So what are your overall thoughts on the issue?
I'm not sure. It was a little weird because I didn't really understand who the characters were. I just kind of saw it more as a quick explanation of their views on what war is, you know?
Yeah, I have a feeling, you know, not being that familiar at all with the Darkness as a character. And, I mean, I know the name that's actually mentioned here, the last name. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Yeah, Estacado. The ridiculous, mysterious name, Estacado. Now, I know that when the Darkness debuted, it was wielded by a guy named Jackie Estacado, but I don't actually know what the Darkness is as an artifact and such. So I have a feeling that as we read up more of the modern books, we'll actually be able to look back on this and understand it a little bit more and understand the meaning of it and why they published it set in the time frame that it's set, as well as what it means for the Darkness going forward. Because I know the Darkness was canceled after it had been, at one point, a very popular book, and then the numbers had dropped off and it was eventually canceled. And if you turn to the very last page of this, you'll see that there's an ad for an upcoming Darkness series, Darkness Close Your Eyes.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, Darkness Close Your Eyes, number one. So, and it actually even says at the top, next issue. So even though I'm gonna guess that that's a book set in modern times, that it spins directly out of this, or perhaps it's not set in modern times and it spins directly out of this in the past. So, just a quick synopsis of the book. It's not going to take long. The book starts out, and we see that there is a character who has been impaled upon some spears. We see him regenerate right before our eyes. He attacks a couple of Roman legionnaires, dispatches them quickly, goes into the tent of the leader. The leader assumes that there are brothers because he has killed this person twice before, so there must be three of them that look exactly alike. And this person tells the leader of the Roman legions that he doesn't want bloodshed, and that if they'll just leave, there will not be any further bloodshed. And they have a little talk about, as Manny said, the meaning of war and how they don't really have any future. They just have to do what they're told. Either way, they're dead, basically, is what the Roman leader says. If we leave now, the emperor will punish and kill them, and he would rather die on the battlefield as a man. So this person, this darkness wielder, I don't know if it's the actual Jackie Estacado person or not, he's allowed to leave, and then the battle starts in earnest. We're treated to some pretty visceral images that aren't rendered particularly well, in my opinion, but you do get a sense that it's a bloody and chaotic battle. And eventually the Roman leader, as well as the wielder of the darkness, come face to face with each other. And the wielder of the darkness, Estacado, is victorious. And apparently next they plan to march on to Rome. So maybe that's what the next series is. The Darkness, Close Your Eyes. Maybe that's this wielder of the darkness sacking Rome. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, it really just seems like a book that will later go, oh, that's what that was all about.
Yeah, it's hard to really know where it goes in the darkness mythology and its place in the Top Cow universe at this point. It is interesting, though, there's a running commentary by Estacado throughout the issue about the, kind of the meaninglessness of war.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be quite the killer, yet take no pleasure or joy in it.
Yeah.
And toward the end of the issue, he says, some people say history's written by the winners. Not really, no. Wars have no winners. You just go on and live with the dead. You kill, you fade, you kill some more. The vicious traditions go on inside you.
Yeah, and that was definitely portrayed by, you know, they have these two characters, obviously the general and whoever this other shadowy figure is. They have a battle with swords and whatnot. And then he ends up getting killed by a kid with the bow and arrow. So, you know, was it...
Yeah, it's a very, very pessimistic and nihilist view of the world. Estacado believes that, you know, win or lose, whether you win the war or lose the war, really none of us have much of a future. So, a very pessimistic outlook on the world, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely.
So, being that this was my introduction into the darkness, I certainly hope that it improves. Wouldn't say this is a bad issue. You know, I feel the weakest part of the issue is the art. Maybe with some different art, it might have given the book a different feel. Because I won't say the art was bad at telling the story, but I just feel like it didn't set the right mood.
Yeah,
something,
I agree.
Something a little cleaner and more polished and colored with more of a noir overtone would have given it that bleak, foreboding feel that I think the story was trying to go for and didn't really achieve for me. I think that might have suited it better. But like Manny and I have both said, I think later on we'll have a much better feel of where this fits into the Top Cow universe. Any last thoughts, Manny?
This is one of those wait-and-sees. So, you know, before I really start giving it any other harsher judgment, I think I have to wait to see how this all connects.
All right, well, I want to thank you all for joining us on the Comic Source Presents the Top Cow Chronology Project. Just to give you a heads up on our next few episodes, the next episode will be a analysis of Tales of the Witchblade Issue 6. Following that will be the Darkness one-shot Lodbrok's Hand. And then the next episode after that will be the Darkness 39, which will probably be, again, a little confusing for us, having not read The Darkness from the beginning, but it fits in the chronology there, so I'm sure we'll be able to catch on pretty quick. So if you want to know where to get the books we're going to be covering next, as I've talked about before, there isn't a complete collection of the Tales of the Witchblade, so if you want to get your hands on Tales of the Witchblade number 6 for our next episode, your best bet is to buy the individual issue on eBay, relatively cheap, probably a dollar or two. And following that, the Darkness Lodbrok's Hand issue is actually in the Darkness Accursed Volume 3 trade paperback. You can get that collection on Comixology for $5.99 digitally, or if you want to have the actual physical book, if you go to InStock Trades, they have the Darkness Accursed trade paperback volume 3 for $7.53 plus shipping.
Also, if you want to contact us, you can like us on Facebook. Just do a search for The Comic Source. That's us. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Or, of course, you can drop us an email at thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website and contact us through there, just on the Contact Us page. Also, while you're on the website, if you go to the Top Cow Chronology page, you'll see a link to the right that is actually a Comic Vine logo. You click on that, and that'll take you directly to the chronology on Comic Vine. Also, while you're on our site, you can check out my YouTube videos or Manny's blog, Sketch Gallery. There's a lot of fun stuff on there. And we love getting feedback, so let us know how we're doing.